The two-person rule came into effect across the nation on Sunday night.
Yeah, indeed. So that means the boot camps are all off.
Correct.
But
you
personal
can continue
training?
Actual funerals and weddings with the people, the numbers that they had mentioned earlier are still okay.
10 and 5, yes.
Yes. But you cannot go for a walk, say, go exercising with more than two of you.
Yep. I don't know.
Anything more than two now is an issue.
I don't know two people in my life who would want to do that with me. So I'm fine. Fine there. But
it was interesting because some people brought up the query about, you know, people visiting different houses, whether that was still a thing and that was okayed between family members. So, you know, there's a lot of detail when people think harder about how they live their lives
and
what the restrictions mean.
And I'll be honest, it seems we'd be getting a bit of back and forward from the government too on, okay, this is what it is. Oh, no, that's okay now. Oh, no, actually, we're going to put that back into play. It's very confusing for us all.
It is, and it's obviously extremely serious that we all do the right thing right now.
Absolutely.
But it's also brought out the DIY James Bond in some of us. Let me just say, the really unsexy James Bond's driving Camrys, probably.
Why do you say this?
I say that because I'm still doing personal training with my trainer, Rachel.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult for her to maintain her work at the moment anyway because so many people's job situations have changed, obviously.
She'd be doing, like, sessions with multiple people that now has to be scaled back to one-on-one.
So we do one-on-one, and because we can't be in the old building we used to train in for legal reasons now, we can be outside. And I double-checked that with her yesterday. It still stands, so we can still train together with the 1.5 metre rule.
All right.
10 metre rule, whatever.
So you're doing this training.
Exaggerate, make it bigger.
Out in a, where? Out in a park somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what happened?
So we had a car just pull up and then just sit there and watch us. Like, watch us. And now we were in an area where there was no one around because everyone's pretty much at home or staying indoors or at work.
Yeah.
It was just us. They were not looking at anything else but us. They were not bird watching. And we both felt extremely uncomfortable.
Like you were being scrutinised for being out in public. And
there's this thing now where people are calling the police because you can get fined for doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't disagree with. But we weren't doing the wrong thing.
So
but if people are getting their
doing
rules all screwed up, then they're going to tie up the phone lines and they're going to cause us some discomfort because we're just getting watched.
And here they are sitting in their Camry. Watching you guys exercise.
Mate, haven't you seen someone lift a dumbbell before?
Well, no one's out and about. There's nothing out to see. I guess people are just like, oh, there's something. Let's stop here.
What are they doing?
Look, kids, here we see a couple of people training. Well, let's watch, shall we?
Two very different types of birds. Still birds.
See, as the sweat beads off their forehead, huh?
So you can actually get fined. And, yeah, people are actually dobbing others in for doing the wrong thing. I just wanted to put the message out there. You're not James Bond. Just make sure you've got your facts straight before you start doing things like that. We need to be a little bit kind and mindful of each other right now.
This message will self-destruct in 20 seconds.
Oh, that's Inspector Gadget.
Oh, wrong spy show.
Wrong one.
Wrong spy show.
Jeez, 99.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.